In a time of despair, one woman's faith led her on a journey to seek the solace of Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear the challenges she faced and the profound impact it had on her life. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's story was sourced from the book De Padre, St. Pio a Pertulcina, written by Father Marcelino Iasanzaniero. Father Marcelino shares a touching testimony by Marietta de Cardito, who long after her first encounter with Padre Pio, and even after his death, continued to visit San Giovanni Rotondo to honor the saint and ask for his continued assistance. But her first trip to San Giovanni Rotondo was not at all easy. Here's what happened. In 1950, Marietta found herself in the depths of despair, alone, without even the comfort of her parents. She felt a desperate need to seek the help of a saint, firmly believing that only a saint could offer solace during such challenging times. Later on, we find out what happened to her. Marietta's thoughts turned to Padre Pio. She knew that in his presence, she just might find the guidance she so desperately needed. However, reaching him was not an easy feat. Marietta lived in Naples, so approximately 217 kilometers or 135 miles from San Giovanni Rotondo, and she had no money for the trip. So she made a difficult decision. She sold her most valuable possession, her golden ring. This shows her faith in Padre Pio's intercession. With the money from the ring, Marietta finally set off on her journey to San Giovanni Rotondo. However, meeting Padre Pio wasn't something she could do right away. You see, Padre Pio was incredibly popular, and people had to wait for days just to enter the confessional and speak with him. So 8 long days passed before Marietta had the opportunity to finally have a conversation with him. One can only imagine the financial strain of staying in the area for such an extended period, especially for someone who doesn't have much to begin with. Marietta entered the confessional, made her confession, and received absolution. The moment arrived when she could finally share her concerns, but her mind went blank. Sensing her apprehension, Padre Pio, in his gentle and comforting manner, broke the silence with a simple invitation. "Come here." Marietta approached Padre Pio. He took her hand and said words that revealed the hidden truths of her life. "You are in court because your husband betrayed and abandoned you. You won't find solace because he won't return. But rest assured, you will never go without your daily bread. Our Lady is by your side praying for you." Finding solace in their spiritual connection, Marietta asked Padre Pio, "And you too, right?" With a gentle nod, he affirmed her belief, assuring her that he was indeed by her side. Reflecting on her encounter, Marietta concluded, "I left that place knowing life wouldn't be easy. Yet, I felt immense peace in my heart. I returned home and started working, embroidering and sewing. And to this day, at 92 years old, I continue those activities. My eyesight is still firm with their help, the help of those who are in heaven." Marietta shared this testimony in San Giovanni Rotondo on August 20th, 2005. Now this story addresses the important issue of what someone should do when their spouse breaks their vows and leaves them. I know a few people who are going through this difficult situation. So according to Jesus and the teachings of the Catholic Church, what should an abandoned spouse do? Well, contrary to what our modern culture might suggest, they should remain faithful to their vows regardless of their abandonment. They should persevere their fidelity even in their difficult situation. In Matthew, Jesus emphasizes the permanent nature of the marital union, stating that what God has joined together, no one should separate. This highlights the sacred and unbreakable bond of marriage. Furthermore, the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches a ratified and consumed marriage cannot be dissolved by any human power or for any reason other than death. Although I am not personally in this situation, and I pray to never experience it, I believe that challenging times provide an opportunity to exemplify our devotion to Christ. Just as Jesus remained steadfast in God's will despite betrayal, abandoned spouses who remain faithful to their marriage truly exhibit the profound depth of their faith and unwavering dedication to Christ. In my eyes, these individuals are nothing short of heroes. For abandoned spouses, there is no easy path to moving on, but they are not left to carry this cross alone. The words of Padre Pio, as experienced by Marietta, remind us that they can find solace and strength in their faith, knowing that they have heavenly assistance from our Mother Mary and can draw spiritual strength from the sacraments. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio. Dear friends, our ardent goal and desire with this YouTube apostolate is to inspire people so they do not give up hope and faith in God in these certainly very trying times. This is our ardent goal and desire. But to accomplish this for the long term, this following Padre Pio project needs to be financially self-sustaining. We also aim for a bigger and better apostolate. Our Protected Child of Padre Pio program helps us to fulfill both of these important goals for the salvation of souls, souls for whom our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. We have regular Masses celebrated for those who join. These Masses will be celebrated especially for your intentions, as well as for any intentions Padre Pio may have. By joining, you will also be a part of a network of Padre Pio devotees all praying for each other. Additionally, you will receive one or more beautiful gifts as a token of our gratitude. A personalized A4 certificate of appreciation, confirming your inclusion in our monthly or weekly Padre Pio Masses. An A5 full-color printed photo. To me, it's certainly one of the more beautiful photos of Padre Pio. His goodness and charisma really seem to shine through. It's an A5 size and ready to frame. A little prayer booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers, printed specially for you. And depending on your level of support, we will send you this beautiful statue of Padre Pio. Sacred Scripture says, "Those who instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity." By becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, you will be helping souls in need. Padre Pio promised he would wait for his spiritual children at the gates of heaven. Find out more by clicking the link in the description below.